The Caffarella Valley has been inhabited uninterruptedly since pre-Roman times, as witnessed by the many historical and archaeological remains found here. Thanks to the abundant supply of water, it attracted the attention of many noble Roman families, who built suburban rustic villas here to farm the fertile land. One of the vast estates in the valley belonged to a Roman noblewoman called Annia Regilla, who married Herodes Atticus in AD 140. The couple built a villa here, which, with the surrounding land, later became the property of the imperial household, and was partially incorporated by the Emperor Maxentius into the palace he built at the third mile of the Via Appia, which also included a mausoleum and a circus. A number of Christian catacombs have also been found in the area. In the 6th century, during the Gothic War, the enemy troops set up camp here and successfully blocked all food and water supplies to the city by closing the two important thoroughfares that cross the valley, the Via Appia and the Via Latina, and partially demolishing the nearby aqueducts, which eventually led to the depopulation and decline of the valley. From the 5th century, the church had started appropriating the former imperial possessions in the surroundings of Rome, as a result of which the Caffarella estate became part of the so-called Patrimonium Appiae, a vast tract of church-owned land between the Via Appia Antica and the Alban Hills. This process encouraged the return of farming and led to the eventual repopulation of the whole valley. The medieval documents speak of the Caffarella Valley as the Marmorea, Vallis Marmoreum, or Marmorata, a valley of marble, due to the large amounts of marble scattered on the ground or decorating the ancient villas, temples, and tombs, the ruins of which still dotted the landscape at the time, and which unfortunately came to be used as quarries for building materials. Between the 9th and 10th centuries, the church lands were increasingly seized by the more powerful noble Roman families, which built fortified settlements there to control the road and their possessions, even introducing tolls along privatized stretches of the Via Appia Antica and the Via Latina. The areas also became infested with robbers, making traveling an ever more difficult and dangerous activity. Later on, following improvements to the Via Tusculana and Via Appia Nuova highways, the area returned to its agricultural and manufacturing vocation, also thanks to the abundant supply of water, which fostered the building of flour mills or wool-fulling mills called valche, from the Longobard word walken, meaning to roll. From 1529, the noble Caffarella family purchased large tracts of land here, and eventually built up an estate that occupied more or less the same area as the present-day Caffarella Park. The estate changed hands a number of times. In 1695, it was sold to the Pallavicini family, and then finally to the Torlonias in 1816.